This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, May 11th. Well, cattle markets had an interesting day yesterday. The live cattle started out firm, and we got up to some resistance points on these contracts, and then the market turned over and actually reversed down. So we've got a sell signal on some of these deferred contracts right after it failed at resistance point. So that's a pretty decent sell signal. Front month Junes didn't quite get to their resistance, but they got pretty close, and they too ended up with a reversal down. So I think that the market is giving us another sell signal here, at least in the live cattle. For feeders, we haven't gotten back to the resistance points that I was looking for. The market was really quiet yesterday. We basically traded an inside day at the top end of a pretty good range from the previous day. So I don't see a very clearly defined sell signal there like I'm seeing in live cattle. So my guess is that feeders have a little bit more left in them to the upside. But again, seasonally, we should be, you know, preparing to be selling rallies in both live cattle and feeder cattle. So again, we've got the sell signal in lives. I do think they're probably getting ready for another leg down. That obviously would be a drag for feeder cattle, especially with the corn market looking like it's fairly firm. So we're on point to be selling feeders as well. We just didn't really get that great of a formation or some sort of indication of a sell signal. In the cash trade yesterday, we had the Fed trade right around 177, which was a dollar better than we saw earlier in the week, and it's up 3 from a week ago. Dress trade at 277 is actually down 4 from last week's average. Box beef values were lower, choice down 51 cents at 307, select down 35 at 285, so the spread lost 16 cents, was sitting at 22.33. Movement was 138 loads. So we've seen very good movement in box beef these last couple days. So I think we're on a very solid pace this week for good movement. It's coming on discounted prices. You know, Monday we were down about $3 on the select. We were only down 63 cents on the choice, but we've been down every day. Not huge, but definitely seeing some contraction here in box beef values, but it is stoking some demand. So it's nice to see that demand does show up, even on slightly lower box beef. It's not like they're really discounting it heavily to get the movement going. So that's encouraging. Slaughter rate so far this week, 380,000 head, is up 4,000 over last week, and it's up 15,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index yesterday was up 3 cents at 199.45. So we've been pretty quiet on the index. So moving forward, I would expect cattle, live cattle, again, getting a sell signal. We've been looking to sell the rally, so I think this is the market's giving us a pretty good signal here to get on the short side or to add to short positions. For feeders, we do want to be selling rallies. We've had a little bit of a rally. We just didn't really get a very clear sell signal. So start scaling in here. If we do get some, you know, a better sell signal, be a little more aggressive getting to the short side there. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.